And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
I just got pinched in the elevator.
Now you know how the other half lives.
Look at that, I'm not even pretty.
I don't care, just so long as you're wearing a skirt. It's like waving a red flag in front of a bull.
Really? Well, I'm sick of being the flag. I want to be a bull again. Now, what do you say? Let's get out of here. Let's blow.
The Serbian people are not on trial here. The history of Serbia is not under examination. It is Slobodan Milosevic as an individual who will now face trial on the charges brought against him for his actions.
I'm pleased to say that the court unanimously found that Microsoft engaged in unlawful conduct to maintain its dominant position in the computer operating systems. This is a significant victory.
The legal process can be hard on anyone who goes through it. And the last 4 years have been challenging for all of us here at Microsoft, and for me personally. But despite the many twists and turns of the case, I've always had faith in our company, in our employees, and in the magic of the software we're creating.
I have no long-term doubts. The doctors have assured me there's no reason why either the procedure or the device that's being implanted should in any way inhibit my capacity to function as vice president.
191 million Americans who have health insurance tonight will have rights. And health insurance companies who provide that insurance will now have responsibility.
The president has said he is not going to sign this bill in the present form. Why pass something that we all want to do on a bipartisan basis just so the president is going to end up vetoing it?